one thing, you're saying what Prabhupada is trying to say. That's not a very good phrase. As if Prabhupada's incapable of expressing himself. It's you who's trying to understand. It's not that there's anything lacking in what Prabhupada is saying. Obviously, all of Srila Prabhupada's statements have to be understood in the context of all his other statements. You just can't take anything out of context. Certainly, Srila Prabhupada wanted human welfare activities. There's no doubt about that. That's what he came to this world for, to help people to become Krishna conscious, which is the ultimate welfare activity. Srila Prabhupada, in this letter several times, refers to how the government is spending millions of dollars with no tangible result to help the young people. This refers to, we can understand from other statements of Srila Prabhupada, he often said that the American government is spending so much money to try to stop this drug addiction, but we are doing it without any government help, so why don't they give us money and cooperate with us, and we can do much more to help the young people. So, the ultimate welfare work is giving Krishna consciousness, but from a social point of view, the society will be benefited if people become Krishna conscious. So Srila Prabhupada appealing to people's sentiment that they want to do welfare work for human society, is pointing out that, look, we know how to do welfare work, why don't you help us? And in fact, this welfare work is amando doya doya. It's not a welfare work which helps some and causes harm to others, just like you may help poor people by feeding them meat, but that doesn't help the animals that are slaughtered for providing them meat. So, welfare work is required, but in Krishna consciousness, our welfare work is a holistic package. It's not simply on the bodily platform or the mental platform, but it's on the spiritual platform, which subsumes the mental, intellectual, and bodily platforms. As far as prasad and distribution is concerned, yes, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to have prasad and distribution, particularly at the temples. And at that time, prasad and distribution was going on in a big way in Mayapur to so many Bangladeshi refugees. So Srila Prabhupada was prepared to increase that program at Mayapur. So we're not against feeding poor people with prasadam, but it's not our mission per se. Everyone is poor. Everyone who is not Krishna conscious is poor. So we can do that. Srila Prabhupada said everyone who comes to the temple, they should get puri and sabji and halava. That was for the Western world. So everyone who comes to the temple can have prasad, and we can have prasad distribution from the temples in a big way, so that people who are hungry, they come to our temple specifically for taking food, they'll get prasad. There's no harm in that. That's good. No, my understanding is that it's pretty clear that they were, at Mayapur in particular, there was distribution of prasadam to people who are in a very materially difficult situation, and they were getting some grains from the American and I believe the Canadian governments. And so Srila Prabhupada was ready to expand that program, giving more prasadam if the governments were prepared to give more grains for that purpose. But he's also enjoining Rupa Nuga Prabhu, who he's writing the letter to tell the governments that, look, we can help in America also. We can help you to achieve your aims of reforming or rescuing, Srila Prabhupada used the word rescuing, the young people. So why don't you help us? We'll do it by our method, not by your method, which isn't working. Our method is a fully spiritual method. Raise people to Krishna consciousness. Did Srila Prabhupada want this only in a few temples in Mayapur? Well, he's specifically stressed the prasadam distribution in Mayapur. One reason is because there were many hungry people in the area at the time. But Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that one specific function of a temple is to distribute prasad. So in the few temples that I'm involved in, I'm always promoting that we should have prasad distribution for everyone who comes. Let everyone who comes have a full plate of prasadam. At least it can be done once a day or twice a day, as we see, for instance, at Udupi, at Dwaraka, at Subramanyam. It's very famous. They give full at Tirupati, not exactly prasadam, but some rice. But people who come to Krishna's house shouldn't go away hungry. That idea is there. So that can be expanded to all temples. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily for people who are undernourished. But let at all the temples, let there be prasadam distribution. That's certainly not outside Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I mean, we should distribute prasadam profusely at all our temples. Let it be done. Do it.